So talk some footy and not Essendon. At 21 past 11, let's talk to John Barker, who of course is the new stoppage coach at the Blues after being their caretaker coach for the last part of last year. Hello, John. Welcome.
Morning, Kevin.
Nice to have you on the program. How's the pre-season going? Let me guess. Are you flying on the track?
I think everyone's got the same response. I think everyone is flying until we start playing opposition. But look, we obviously it's been a whole lot of change in many ways over the pre-season, and but it's good. It's refreshing, and I think everyone knows that we've got a lot of upside here, and Bolts has been really good so far in terms of his ability to educate and grow. And but having said that, we've got a lot of upside, and we've got a lot to learn. So, no, but it's been good. It's been good.
What did you know, or how well did you know Brendan before he was appointed?
Well, I'd worked at Hawthorn while Brendan was there coaching the Box Hill Hawks. So yep. We've worked together for a couple of years previously, and when he took over, it was obviously I was fairly comfortable with staying based on the fact that we're fairly aligned in terms of our vision and philosophies and what we think a good football club looks like. So it's been a good matchup from mine.
There's been an enormous turnover in your list. How have the new players settled in?
Yeah, they're all going really well, and we've got a pretty full program, and at times their heads are spinning with the amount they need to learn, but it's good to walk some young talent through the door, because they bring a refreshing approach and they're exciting, and as I said before, it just adds to the upside that we think that we've got at this club.
Pretty draining year last year, wasn't it, in many ways, for both the coaching staff and for the playing staff, and I guess for the supporters too. Is that sort of refresh button being hit?
Yeah, absolutely. I know there's been a lot talked about in terms of reset, but as you mentioned, there's been a big turnover in terms of the playing list, big turnover in terms of the coaches. Even in our admin, we've got a lot of staff that's been turned over, and we're just really obviously looking to refresh everything here and start to head in the right direction.
One great thing the club must be pleased with is you got a club record of over 30. Well, you reached 30,000 members before Christmas. That's a nice positive sign from the supporters.
Yeah, look, it's outstanding, and it's great to see so much support. I think, as you said, that was a record, but it's a real showing of the fact that I think the club's been really open and honest, and really trying to engage our member base and keep them informed and keep them as part of the process, because at the end of the day, your members really make your club, and so the coaches and the players are really impressed with the way that the members have been getting on board, and we hope that continues.
Yeah, the optimism obviously is around there. What's the focus of the pre-season training been, John?
Well, with the new game plan and strategy, it's basically the education of that. So it's added with obviously the growing of standards that I think everyone knows needed to lift here, and so there's been a real emphasis on educating a new game plan and growing our standards.
Expectation for 2016?
We just want to keep improving. At the end of the day, what we're about is growth, and we know that if we want to eventually get to where we'd like to get to, it's about us continually giving strong effort and knowing that that's going to allow us to grow.
Now, you've got an open training day today in the 41-degree heat. That'll be fun.
You might have to bring some ice blocks to keep yourself cool. But now that I'm sure the boys are looking forward to it, and we're going to have to make sure they stay hydrated. And if there is any fans out there that want to come down, they need to make sure they stay hydrated as well, I'm sure.
I'm assuming it's a short, sharp session today.
Oh, I think it'll be a reasonable session. So okay. There's not... We want to make sure that the boys can endure, and we're looking forward to seeing how they go about it this afternoon.
In fact, do you actually like them training in the not extreme heat, but in the heat?
Yeah, there's some sports science around heat training at the moment that suggests it has impact on aerobic capacity. So that's the science at the moment until the new science comes in.
Yeah, exactly right. This year's version of it. And the family day is coming up on Sunday, the 7th of Feb, so all the fans can get down there, down at Icon Park, but they can go down this afternoon if they've got some nice cold water and a hat and some slip, slop, slap.
Absolutely, and those family days are obviously great days for the fans. They get to see all the players and get autographs and get to see the new coach in person and listen to him speak about his expectations for the year as well.
Is that when the leadership group will be announced, or will that be done before that?
I think the leadership group will be announced early Feb, so it'll be around about that date. I'm not sure whether it's going to be exactly on the family day or not, but it'll be around about that period of time, Ken.
Keep yourself hydrated, John. Have a good afternoon and good luck for 2016 for you and the Blues.
Will do. Thank you.
John Barker there joining us. And if you want to join up with Carlton, it's amazing that they have got a club record, 30,000 members before Christmas. Simple to do, to be bound by blue. That's this year's catchphrase. You can call 1-300-CARLTON or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au and join up as a Blues member. As John mentioned, there's a lot of upside there and a lot to be, I think, to look forward to for Carlton supporters.